This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight, in the studio with you, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I get you on the line with us. Like Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Well, yes. There was a show this morning. People are talking about maybe getting our speeding bans back here in Albuquerque. So there's
speeding
talks
bans.
About it. Well, you know those mobile speeding vans? Because Santa Fe...
No, thankfully I don't know. I live in New Hampshire where we don't have those.
Never seen one.
They cause accidents. I've seen them in Colorado and a lot of places on ice.
People slow down when they see them, yeah.
Yeah, they veer over, they slow down. You know, the guy behind them rear-ends the guy because they're all doing 80 and a 60, you know. And
right. Is that what you want,
Sarah? The place where I want people to not speed, like residential areas, you know, kids crossing the road to get to school, those kind of things, you don't generally see them out hustling tickets there because they can't get the high-priced ticket. People are generally going slow
really?
Through those areas. There's not as many people. But if you go on the interstate where they have a posted limit of 65, 70, 75, whatever it might be, and... You know, people are going 80, 85, 90 miles an hour, then they can get those high-level tickets. But that's not where the accidents are. That's not where people, are injured. That's not where we need the speeding enforcement.
Yeah, out in northeastern Colorado on I-76, there was an area, there was always a van there, and we're sure it was a speeding van. You really couldn't see in there. It was always there. It never got towed. And... but there was, I think it was like 47 miles between exits, and there wasn't... You know, there was just wheat fields. That was it. And
yeah.
Dry ground, pasture, nothing. And there was always accidents there. And one of the sheriffs said that it was a bad spot because cell phone reception, people couldn't get cell phone reception. People would, it was snowing, icy weather, they'd go off the road. This is actually a deputy sheriff that he helped us a little bit in corn harvest. And he worked part-time with us. And he was talking to me about this speeding ban. And it was... Like a 42-minute response to like the nearest like emergency services to get an ambulance out there, and it was a private company, and they had, and a lot of the state troopers who patrolled that voiced their concern that it was a hazard, and they actually were working on getting rid of it. I don't know if they ever did, but
that's
know
what happens when the private companies take over. They're
well,
going
right.
to go where the money is.
Well, I don't know, but they were there was so much road rage that people are afraid to drive. The drivers are stressed out. A lot of callers were calling about they wanted the red light cameras back. You know what I mean? I mean, this is a call.
Hold on, the red light cameras. I thought we were talking about speeding vans.
She's all in favor of all of the above. I mean,
cameras,
she wants speeding vans. She wants cameras.
Sarah, have you spent, have you ever read George Orwell's 1984?
No.
Okay. Pick that up at the library. What it is it's a book that, you know, is going to, that many communists throughout the years have referenced about the problems of a tyrannical, invasive government and cameras being pervasive. I think you would really find it to be very, very interesting.
I'm just saying the callers were calling in and said, why did they get rid of the red light cameras? I'm talking about this call-in show. They're calling about the speeders and the road rage, and people are getting into accidents.
Are you suggesting that because people called a talk radio show that shows that there's a significant number of them, or that they, you know, have some sort of political sway, or should, or that they're a majority?
Well, you know, I was told that for every one caller that called into a radio show, there's about 5,000 people that have the same opinion.
I guess that would depend on the show, the audience size. I've heard the same thing, that there's 100 people with that opinion. But, you know, again,
I haven't heard that. I've heard that each caller represents about 100 people listening, not necessarily that they have the same opinion. That, you know, if you have.
Jeez, that's a miserable number. I know that when we were in Sarasota, we got significantly more calls, but had far fewer people listening.
It means nothing. Yeah, it really means nothing.
I don't think it's very.
You can get. It depends on the topic, honestly. You can get a zillion callers by having a psychic on the show, but you're going to drive listeners away from that. So, anyway, Sarah, so you want to see people get into car accidents is what you're saying. You want to have red light cameras, you want to have speeding vans, even though it's a proven fact that those things cause accidents.
Well, how come we have all the auto fatality and pedestrian fatalities rise up across the nation? You know, it went up by 11%. What they're saying is the opposite. The red light cameras and speeding vans reduce fatalities.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Which is the opposite. Why is Santa Fe have a chosen to bring the speeding vans?
It doesn't make sense, Sarah. I think you're wrong about that because, you know, we've seen the red light camera issue time and time again, and the studies show that they increase danger to people, and that's why the cities get rid of them, because it looks really bad. I mean, normally the government doesn't care about how bad they look to people, but sometimes when they look so, you know, dangerous and so careless, they will actually change their course. And in a lot of cities' cases, they got rid of these cameras because they're more dangerous. Because if they weren't more dangerous, then they would never get rid of them because it's more revenue. So they want the revenue. But on the other hand, they also don't want to, you know, kill too many of their citizens.
A friend of mine.
40,000 people were killed in auto crashes last year. Okay, what was that? What was the rate before that? That was one of the worst records.
I don't know. I'm looking at highway deaths per 100 million vehicle miles, 1921 through 2009, and it's going down. I'm also looking at list of motor vehicle deaths by in U.S. I can't really see the rest of it, but it's going down there, too. I mean, you haven't given me any time to do any research here, Sarah. I'm just trying to, I'm just taking this off the cuff.
I think Jay wanted to get a comment.
Go ahead, Jay.
So I have some friends in Hartford. They're mounted patrol police officers, and I've gotten to know a couple of the EMTs because they'll come over and help stack hay when I bring hay to the stable. And I've talked to the EMTs about like fire department stuff and things. And basically, those guys, we talked about red light cameras about 3 years ago, and the EMTs said, "Well, I could tell you right now, many many of our accidents are because somebody." Knows there's a red light camera. They see the cameras, even where there's cameras on red lights, and they're not even red light cameras. They're just regular surveillance cameras. People are jacking on the brakes because
they're afraid.
Because they notice that they might run a yellow light, but they see that camera at the last minute, and even though it's just because there's a camera there, they're jacking on the brakes, and the guys behind them are hitting them.
So they're more afraid of getting a ticket than getting hit from behind.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to be, how come people want speeding vans here in Albuquerque? People want them.
Because they're ignorant.
Talk about
well, if that's true, then, you know, I guess the question is, should half the people be able to make decisions for the other half of the people? I mean, that's kind of the democracy thing. But, you know, democracy's got real fundamental flaws, Sarah.
I can explain totally who wants speeding bans. It's the people who benefit from people getting tickets, so the towing company is going to benefit tremendously if they're writing more tickets, because then there's more of a chance people are going to be driving, say, with an expired license or their registration is going to be revoked for not paying a ticket.
The van companies certainly want it. They get paid directly.
And those companies want it. So there's a whole trickle-down effect in the criminal justice system. The lawyers want it. The cops want it. The judges want it.
The police union certainly does.
Yeah,
more
the police
mean
unions
more
want
people
it.
Paying dues.
One thing I'm going to start looking into here in New Hampshire is see what the New Hampshire Tow Truck Operators Association, you know, starts lobbying for. I bet they lobby right in line with all this stuff. You know, the AAA, you know, they lobby for this stuff. They're involved with the towing companies. You just got to look at who makes the money. So the families of these folks and the people that invest in these companies and all of that. And, you know, of course, you know, if you're an employee for, you know, this company that is going to, you know, do these cameras, and maybe I own a repair shop and I work on their vans, and I tell everybody I know, hey, my family, this is going to support us. Let's
food on your table.
Let's vote for this, or if I work for them.
Exactly. And those are the people who are the most interested in seeing these things through. So they're going to call their congress people or radio shows. Or state reps or radio shows or whatever, because it benefits them. Whereas the average person, they're busy. They don't really have a big stake in the game. So they might care, but not as much. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the Internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial don't toll free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. You know, we're not too far away at this point from Father's Day. It's just over a week away, about a week
hop,
and a half.
Skip, and a jump. I think it's time to start making some decisions.
Yep, not too late, though, to get the special offer from Omaha Steaks. And we're really glad to have Omaha Steaks back on board here with
Talk
Live. Because they sent us a few of these Father's Day special packages that they have, so we get to sample what you might just very well be ordering, what you probably should order for your dad if he loves to grill.
It's one of those times you really stop and thank fate, God, good luck, whomever it is that you might thank for the fact that you're a talk show host, because it's just this big box of delicious meat that they sent us so that we could talk about it, so other people could get it for their fathers. And it's an incredible deal.
It is. 80% off Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes the following items: two tender mild filet mignons, two bold beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, four juicy boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, four award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and their Omaha Steaks seasoning packet. Plus, you'll get four additional burgers for free, all for just $49.99. It's a limited-time package that you can get by going to omahasteaks.com. Use the code FTL, like Free Talk Live. So FTL, you put that in the search bar at the top of the page at omahasteaks.com, and then they'll take you right to a page that tells you all about what I just told you about, all the great stuff you're going to get in this Father's Day package. Now, of course, you can expand beyond that if you want. There's plenty of options over at Omaha Steaks. All the best cuts of beef, bison from the Golden Plains, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, vegetables. You can even customize cuts for your dad if you want to go really crazy at omahasteaks.com. Again, use code FTL in the search bar to get the special limited-time Father's Day package. And people raved about Omaha Steaks when we had them on last year at around this time of the year. So some people had already bought their stuff in the past, and they were Free Talk Live listeners who gave a real positive review, and some people were first-timers because we talked about it. So go check them out, omahasteaks.com, and use code FTL in the search bar to get the special deal. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We started out the show with some really good news out of New Hampshire, and there was just, I think, a little bit more worth sharing from the story that I posted today over at freekeen.com, where New Hampshire has passed a very simple statute. You know, a lot of laws that get passed are incredibly complex, complicated, multi-page, you know, just they're just drudgery to try to read and understand. This one, it's pretty simple. Normally, I don't like reading legislation on the air, but this one's like basically two sentences, and I got the one of them that's the most important here. Quote, they will be exempting from the virtual currency or from the money transmitter statutes anything regarding virtual currency business, basically. Here's what it says. Quote, persons who engage in the business of selling or issuing payment instruments or stored value solely in the form of convertible virtual currency or receive convertible virtual currency for transmission to another location, those persons will be exempted from any regulations of money transmitter laws. So it's incredible because that basically means that the state government in New Hampshire is not going to pay any attention to the various different cryptocurrency businesses that might decide to locate themselves here, at least at this time. So
it's as legal to sell Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies in New Hampshire as it is to sell tomatoes or widgets or little plastic troll beads.
That's my understanding
of
this.
Yeah.
Daryl W. Perry from LibertyLobby.info, who's one of our co-hosts, he said in his analysis of this that he believes that Coinbase, since they hold U.S. dollars, you know, on the books for you, so if you have an account at Coinbase, you can withdraw like cash from your bank account and put it into their account there, that because they hold U.S. dollars, they may be subject to money transmitter regulations. But for somebody who's, let's say, selling somebody some Bitcoin, like at a Bitcoin vending machine or Bitcoin
ATM. What
about
buying Bitcoin from people?
That should be totally fine.
Okay.
So as long as
you sell and buy Bitcoin.
So the idea behind a stored value, Mark, they use the term stored value here. So if you're issuing stored value, if you give me cash, and I store that for you in some way, and then issue you some sort of receipt or warehouse receipt. Yeah, like as a bank would. But if I'm providing that service to you, then that would make me regulated as a money transmitter or whatever, essentially. And so that's not happening when you just buy Bitcoin from somebody. You're not, that person is not holding an account for you with your U.S. dollars in it. So it's great news. It's big news for Bitcoin. And, again, you can learn more over at freekeen.com. And this is just the beginning. I think this is important to point out. Jay, you weren't here for the conversation last night, but over the last couple of nights on the show, Mark has been expressing some disappointment with the level of his perception of the level of activity that some of the people who have moved here have or have not been engaged in as far as doing activism of a liberty sort of mindset. The reason purportedly that we all came here as part of this migration of libertarians, voluntarists, you know, liberty-loving anarchists, was to focus our activism in one place. And, Mark, you've just been kind of bummed out about, you know, you'd want to see more. And I don't blame you for that. Who doesn't want to see more stuff happening, more exciting news? Well, here's some of it for you. This is very exciting. This is big news. And it was accomplished by a relatively small group of people.
That's an important factor, right? Like, this was accomplished by a very small group of people. As Paul Best, the president of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, stated that I read last night that, you know, most pieces of legislation that are pro-liberty here in New Hampshire are put through by a half a dozen people. So all I'm saying is that if we had more groups of a half a dozen people pushing through better legislation, we'd have a lot more legislation. And I just kind of wonder, in many cases, when I see activists who, you know, main form of activism, they move here or whatever, seems to be moving. And if it's not moving, it's beer drinking. You know, I just kind
That's of... not activism.
I agreed.
Yeah.
I concur with you, sir.
Well, I got some good news. Last night when I was at the New Movers meeting, Lily Tang, who she ran for U.S. Senate in Colorado.
As a libertarian.
She's been interviewed two times on the Edgington Post.
Okay,
and you can
cool.
Go get that at freetalklive.com and, you know,
but, yeah.
Get the BGS.
Boy, she's all wound up and just ready to go here in New Hampshire.
Yep.
And
she moved?
Well, no, yeah, she's looking for houses right now,
wow.
But she's planning on being here, like, end of August, September, or
that's awesome.
Like just after Pork Fest.
She's moving
maybe.
It up then, because I thought she was going to wait a year.
No, nah, she's definitely wanting to get here like very soon.
And that's because that even though, Mark, you might be disappointed because, you know, I think your expectations were too high, but, you know, somebody looking at from the outside can tell this is a special place. New Hampshire is not only the already most free state, but it's getting better as more people come here and get active. And yes, you do need to move 100 people to get like 5 really good activists. That's just reality. I mean, you'll get maybe a dozen decent activists, maybe 20 all right activists, and the rest of them are, you know, they're going to throw
voters.
In what they can.
And I've met a lot of people that in the Manchester area that I've gotten to know. They're doing a lot of behind-the-scenes activism.
I've tried to tell him that.
And there's a whole group of folks I've met you know, hanging out with my girlfriend that just, a lot of them are just very active.
But they don't publicize it.
They don't publicize it. They're behind the scenes.
Yep. I've tried to tell Mark that. He doesn't believe me. More coming up here. 855, 450, free, like freedom. But the results, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, we got the best Bitcoin cryptocurrency state now, and that's just the beginning. There's more coming up.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free and join us here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Well, we've got suicide to talk about, and Mark is going to get into that here in a moment. It's apparently a big story around the country right now. We'll tell you more about it. But do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards and help run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. With you in the studio, you've got Ian here.
Jay.
And Mark.
So, Mark, what is this suicide story? What's going on?
Okay, so I've got a whole bunch of different pieces to this story, and it's difficult to kind of piece it all together into one cohesive story. I don't have one story that has all the facts that I like, but it's a pretty big deal out there. There's this
out where?
Out in the ether sphere.
Okay.
In the news world, basically what happened was this young lady, her name's Michelle Carter, she was exchanging texts with this person that it appears as though every newspaper in the world is calling her boyfriend, who lived 50 miles away from her, whom she had not seen for over a year. She was 17, he was 18 at the time of this incident. So I'm not even sure if the term boyfriend is the right terminology. I mean, if you're not smooching with somebody on a, monthly basis, are they your boyfriend?
Hmm.
I don't know the answer to that. But anyway, what happened was this young man named Conrad Roy III. Sitting in his pickup truck one summer day in 2014, Conrad Roy III wavered about his plan to kill himself. He was scared. He texted his girlfriend. Get back in, she replied. Roy did. The 18-year-old, who had long battled depression and suicidal thoughts, succumbed to carbon monoxide.
Mm-hmm.
He was found dead the following day in a Kmart parking lot several miles outside of Boston. His girlfriend, 17-year-old Michelle Carter, was charged with involuntary manslaughter. Does this sound involuntary to you?
Well, it seems like he volunteered to kill himself.
I just don't know what, this charge that they've trotted out seems like very contrived,
mm-hmm.
To try to fit it in here. So they're trying her now in Massachusetts. Now, nearly 3 years later, Carter's on trial in a controversial case that experts say raises new and contentious questions. Can a person be charged and convicted in someone's death even if she was not with the victim when he died? I would also further say that there's a lot of personal development that occurs between the age of 17 and the age of 20. And to try a 20-year-old for something they did when they were 17 kind of ignores the fact that, that person has grown a great deal. If you presume that a person becomes responsible for their actions at 12 years old, I don't know, sounds like an arbitrary number, whatever. If you say that they become responsible for their actions at 18 years old, then she wasn't responsible. If you say that they become responsible at 16 years old, then this is three times the length of time from when she became responsible for her actions, if that makes sense. So she was responsible for actions for 1 year. This is three times that amount of time. Does that make sense?
So I don't think she should be responsible for this at all, because he killed himself, and she might have been a bitch. But ultimately, that's, to me, all she's guilty of doing is being, a nasty person in that incident.
It's kind of terrible stuff, wouldn't you agree?
She did? Yeah, not a nice thing to do. I mean, it's what you would expect from some troll on the internet.
That's kind of how I feel this is. I mean, I think that newspapers and internet sites and stuff are really doing us a disservice to be continually using this term boyfriend and girlfriend to talk about these people, because they don't sound like boyfriend and girlfriend to me.
I almost feel like there's an agenda to, start stacking up and finding all these examples of why we need to regulate the internet and why we need to, you told somebody to do something awful. And, the thing is, if somebody tells you to go kill yourself and you go do it, you weren't far from doing it anyways.
People will tell you all kinds of things on the internet. If somebody tells you to put your iPhone in the microwave to solve the cracked screen or whatever, the excuse is, you've seen these pictures, yes, or videos claim that you're going to somehow fix something by putting your electronic device in the microwave, and you go ahead and take that advice without checking it first and getting somebody else's opinion or whatever, researching, then you kind of get what you deserve in that case.
I also think that, I have sympathy for this man's family. family. There's no doubt. I'm sure this has been terrible for them. The death of a loved one like this is awful stuff. And if you're considering suicide, consider the people that love you and how this is going to affect them. And
sure.
Also consider that you'll probably change your mind. Life's going to get better. If you're considering suicide, life in all likelihood is going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nonetheless, he's not being held responsible for the sort of mental degradation.
Well, he's dead. So
that
you
resulted.
You can't hold him responsible.
You can, right? If he'd have gone, do we hold people that go out and do mass shootings responsible for their actions?
Well, yeah, if they survive it.
Well, what if they're dead? You don't hold them responsible?
I guess you can consider him to be responsible, but
we don't consider him. Mostly people are not considering him to be responsible for the mental degradation that resulted in his own suicide. But somehow this lady is supposed to be a paragon of mental health.
Hmm.
Right? Like, you know, she participated, but it's also sort of this same kind of, I mean, they were working on each other. And I don't support this for a second, but what if you're dealing with somebody who says over and over and over and over and over and over again over the course of, you know, many, many, many months that they want to do something? And then they get really close to achieving that goal, whatever that goal might be, and then they stop. Well, all she did was bring him across the finish line to achieve a goal that he stated that he wanted. Now, I think it's sick and weird and awful, but I guess I can kind of glimpse whatever attitude she might have had. Now,
who knows? They might have been fighting at that. I mean, I haven't read the text, so I don't know. I've only heard
it
this.
It doesn't seem like it.
I've only heard of this story in the headlines. But, you know, people of all ages and all relationships have falling outs. They have difficult times. It could very well have been that he was sending this to her, and she was already mad at him for something else that he had said, and she was just like, tap, tap, tap. Well, get back in. You know, just kind of a snide blow-off remark.
I don't know why you're presuming that, because there's no evidence of what you're speaking.
Like I said, I haven't read the chat logs. Have you?
Yes, I've read some of the chat logs.
Okay, right. Okay.
I've done a certain.
Well, what was around the conversation? Because so far all I've heard
she's
in this
being,
conversation,
quote unquote, supportive. Essentially, I mean, she's basically a suicide coach for this guy.
A cheerleader is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
So it was more than just get back in. There was like an ongoing encouragement.
Yeah, throughout the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is many months of exchanges of texts that go on. You know,
really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this
months
is
of encouraging him to kill himself.
And him wanting to kill himself. This isn't him. This
wow.
isn't her idea necessarily. And also, there's a text exchange with a friend afterwards where she basically says that she could have stopped him from doing it, but she chose not to. So that's kind of interesting. What was her mindset when she said all this?
And what obligation does she have to stop him? The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. What would you decide in this case if you were on the jury? Presuming you know more about it than I do. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from. from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. It's Ian J. and Mark in the studio here tonight. We're talking about the case out of Taunton, Massachusetts, where apparently a young lady encouraged a young man who was 18 at the time to kill himself. After he had been talking about it for quite a long time, she encouraged him to do the deed. He hooked up apparently a hose to the exhaust pipe on his truck, put it in through his window, and sat out in a Kmart parking lot. While he, you know, the truck cab was filling with carbon monoxide, he then texted her one last time, apparently saying that he was thinking about...
He got out of the truck.
Oh, he got out.
He got out of the truck, and then she's like, get back in!
Yeah, and he did.
Did you hear the intonation in my voice? So I don't, like, the thing about texts and, you know, any written communication is it's difficult, especially when, you know, it's short and you have to kind of type with your thumbs on a touchscreen. You know, it's difficult to know exactly what one meant when one said these sorts of things. Now, clearly she wanted him to get back in the truck, but what tone of voice did she think about in her head when she said it?
Also, another element in today's culture is sarcasm. Is like just young people is basically how they communicate. I see it all the time, you know, stacking hay with these kids at farms delivering hay and stuff. And like they really speak in sarcasm quite a bit, I've noticed. So, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking, you know, get back in. And I see a lot of these Facebook or like not Facebook, but you know, forums for like diesel repair and stuff, and guys are like, oh, I don't have enough motor oil in my car, in my engine or something, and people are like, oh, just fill it up with diesel, you know, your crankcase, or just put water in it, and if people take them seriously.
Bad ideas.
Yeah, like then there's all these bad ideas are thrown out all the time. How do I tell if my battery's good? Oh, take your a big 1-inch Craftsman wrench and set it across the terminals. You know, people write this stuff in forums, and the dude's gonna get. You know, battery acid is going all over them.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a bunch of crazy nonsense out there, and it's all sarcasm, mostly on the part of these guys, like putting this crazy nonsense out there. So, my grandfather or my uncle used to say to us kids, go play in the road, because we would be like, being rowdy little farm kids, just annoying them, and they would say, go play in the road.
He didn't really want you to get run down by a car.
Well, I don't know. We never went in the road. You know, you just, you know, go get out of here. Go play in the road is what they used to say to us. We were 5 years old. So.
Right, and there you're expecting a 5-year-old to understand tone and intent and a whole variety of things, and amazingly they tend to. My son has gotten to the point that he can generally detect when I am teasing him as opposed to when I am trying to be serious. There's some times when he doesn't get it right. But, you know, nonetheless, for instance, he had my blood pressure cuff on today. And now he's had his.
It's always fun.
He's had it on before. Well, you know,
for
he wanted to do it. Yeah. He's had it on before and he knows what it's like. And he said, what's this going to be like to my wife? And I said, well, you're going to experience a mild shock. And then it's like, he starts screaming. What? So, you know, there you go.
So I got a story here, Mark, from People.com. It says prosecutors argued that the young lady in this case, Ms. Carter.
Michelle Carter, yeah.
She wanted sympathy and attention from other girls at school, yearning to be the grieving girlfriend who couldn't stop her boyfriend from committing suicide. Assistant District Attorney Mary Claire Flynn said, quote, the defendant needed something to get their attention. She used Conrad as a pawn in her sick game of life and death.
Well, I do wonder about this whole boyfriend girlfriend title thing that they're throwing around. They live 50 miles from each other and hadn't seen each other in over a year. I mean, that would have made him 17 and her 16. I'm not sure that, you know, I'm not sure if you live within 50 miles of somebody, have a motor vehicle, and haven't seen them in a year, if you can realistically call those two people boyfriend and girlfriend. To me, that does not sound like that. That title does not fit.
Detectives discovered a series of text messages in the investigation sent a week before Roy's death that were between him and Carter. Among those were texts she sent that stated, quote, you always say you're going to do it, but you never do.
Indeed.
I just want to make sure tonight is the real thing. You just have to do it, and it's painless and quick.
I think it's pretty accurate. All those statements are accurate. It was carbon monoxide poisoning. It probably was painless and quick. Why she wanted him to kill himself, I can only presume. My heart says this is nefarious and awful. But, you know, if the guy keeps on talking about it, it sounds like a goal that he wants to reach.
Yes.
I just don't know what to say about it. I really don't know where to come down
on this.
It's
dark. It's strange.
It's dark.
But it to me is not a crime to, it's tacky, it's maybe morally questionable and wrong, but I don't think it should be a criminal act to encourage somebody to kill themselves, to essentially, you know, troll them, or even if you're serious.
Now, I do think there should be punishment for this.
Because before you go on, there's plenty of people on YouTube or, you know, the Facebook comments or wherever who will say the most nasty, offensive things that, you know, as far as bad things that should happen to you.
Right. If somebody says die in a fire to me on YouTube comments, and then I immolate myself, is that person now responsible for this? Or is it because she did this over and over the course of months? I would argue that that would be the case. If this was given to me as the state prosecutor to prosecute this case, that would be the direction that I would take my... my particular case, but this is a groundbreaking case. No one has been, put on trial for something quite like this. So
is that true? I mean, isn't this essentially the equivalent of cyberbullying? I mean, this has been around.
You're presuming, like, we don't know. Like, what if she's the suicide coach? What if she's the angel of death, as it were? She's trying to ease this person's suffering because, the best I can tell, life was a suffering for Roy.
He had tried to kill himself in the past, according to the story.
Yeah, and so if she thought this was the best thing for him, now you've got this weird situation of intent in play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certainly there's no law in Massachusetts that makes it illegal to assist someone in a suicide. So having been there...
Well, it's generally illegal to assist in a suicide, but that usually means you push the plunger when...
Me to read the story? It's being, present. I can read that part of the story. I've got several stories here that...
Yeah, no, I'm interested in whatever, but it's my understanding that assisted suicide is only legal in the state of Washington, right? Or is there more than one state now?
I think it's Oregon.
Oregon or Washington. It's one or the other, I think. Maybe both, but there aren't very many states that have legal assisted suicide.
Yep.
So are you saying that it's legal in Massachusetts? I'm confused about what you're saying.
I think that it's not illegal to be present.
While someone else kills themselves.
Correct.
Okay, that would not be an assisted suicide. An assisted suicide is where the doctor is the person who, helps this person kill themselves. They could possibly... Is it assisted suicide when they pass you the plunger? I think that... Because otherwise, it's like, you're supposed to give, as I understand it, in this, assisted suicide doctor environment, the doctor cooks up a cocktail of some, lethal drugs, but then hands it to the person to administer themselves.
It's like an electronic switch they hold, they push
something
it.
Something like that,
and then
yeah.
a machine pumps the...
They're killing themselves.
Right, right.
The doctor's not doing the actual killing. It's then an assisted suicide, I believe, because otherwise, if the doctor presses the plunger, then that's not a suicide, supposedly, legally.
About a month ago, I was on Cape Cod, and we were stacking some hay, and I heard the girl's about 14 years old, and she was having a debate with another girl, and I was on the truck throwing hay in the barn, and I could hear these two kids talking. And the one girl, in whatever debate, the one girl proves the other girl wrong. And the girl that got proven wrong, her comment was, well, why don't you just go kill yourself then?
Oh, charges.
This was like a couple of 14-year-old kids just joking around. And I've heard that terminology from young kids. Oh, just go kill yourself.
Sure.
Because of, just some little friendly,
it's banter.
Debate or something.
Yeah.
Here from the dailymail.co.uk, he also argued that Carter shouldn't have been charged with manslaughter because Massachusetts doesn't have a law against encouraging or assisting suicide.
Okay.
So there you go.
And this was the defense attorney who said that?
Let's see. Carter's lawyer, Joseph Caladao, argued that Roy was a depressed teenager who had previously tried to take his own life and was determined to finish the job this time. Clearly, he wasn't determined if she had to send him a text to tell him to get back in the truck.
So this is, by the way, going up into a judge for consideration. There's not a jury in this particular case.
Interesting.
855-450 free, like freedom. You can join us with your thoughts on this case or whatever's on your mind. More coming up. Hour 3 on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.